Welcome to Living Bread, the broadcast from Bread of Heaven Church.
Feed your soul and set your spirit free.
We are located in the heart of Nashville, Tennessee at 2430 Jefferson Street. Our pastor is Elder Russell Perkin, an anointed teacher and preacher. The conference call you're about to enjoy happens twice a month on Monday evening at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. Please be sure to mute your phone for the call and open your heart for a word from the Lord.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, you are our refuge and strength, a very present help in a time of trouble. Lord, we praise you, we honor you, we rejoice in you, because you are the maker of this day. And in this day, we are commissioned to rejoice and be glad in it. So, Lord, we praise you. We thank you. Lord, we know that there's trouble in the land, trouble in our lives, trouble on every side, your word says. But, Lord, we rejoice in you and we're thankful. And, Lord, we think about where you brought us from, the places we could be. And, Lord, the things, hallelujah, that you have forgiven us of. And, Lord, we cry out, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask your blessing as we come tonight, as we honor you and lift you up, as we come in your glorious name, as we think about your goodness, your greatness, Lord, the fact that you don't change, Lord. We're so glad that you're not a sometimey God. We have dealt with sometimey people, but Lord, you don't change. Hallelujah. And we're thankful for that. We can rely on you, Lord, no matter what is going on in our lives. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for this pilgrim journey, this Calvary way, this time we have among our brothers and sisters to come together in your name and to honor you and lift you up. Lord, we can't help but stand in awe of you, all the things that you do, all the things you forgive. Lord, we thank you. Lord, thank you for an opportunity, Lord, to stand in this day's measure or helping of mercy. And Lord, thank you, hallelujah, for the blessings, Lord, that you have poured out. Lord, you are an awesome and a mighty God, and we are glad and privileged and honored together as brothers and sisters in your holy name. Lord, we don't like to think about where you brought us from. It's painful. It's hard. It's not fun. But Lord, we thank you for where you brought us from. Whatever our lowest point or other low points in between that lowest point and where we are today, Lord, you have been good. Lord, you have not failed us. And we thank you. We come to you, Lord, just as we are. We're not playing. We're not pretending. We're not trying to be holier than we really are. We're just coming in your name, knowing that you know all about us, that nothing is hid from you. Hallelujah. And we stand, hallelujah, in your mercy, in your grace. Mm-mm-mm. Hallelujah. We're leaning on the everlasting arms, standing in the need of grace, standing in the need of prayer, standing in need, hallelujah, of your touch. So, Lord, hallelujah, we praise you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. We praise you, Lord, from our innermost being, Lord. We praise you, hallelujah, oh, from the depths of our souls, Lord. We praise you because you're mighty and there's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. When we look back over our journey, Lord, and we just wonder how we got over. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, we praise you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your holy name. Lord, have your way today. Lord, we put Sister Samantha on the altar, Lord, in the hospital. Lord, we ask that you heal her, that you bless her, Lord. Take away any virus or any infection or any infirmity in that small, precious body, Lord, and remove it. And Lord, send her back home whole, better than what she was before she even had this bit of sickness. Lord, take care of her. Lord, hallelujah. We present her to you, Lord, hallelujah. We present her, Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah for healing. We present her, Lord, hallelujah, for your divine touch, Lord. Lord, we ask your blessing, hallelujah, on Sister Tolliver, Lord, Sister Kay Hicks' sister, who is doing some better, Lord, by your grace. And we thank you for that, Lord, hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, for how you cause your brothers and sisters to work together in prayer, Lord, hallelujah, to move, hallelujah. Hallelujah. People from just being in the hospital to the altar, to the throne, hallelujah, of grace. Lord, we thank you. Lord, others among us in our families, Sister Nia's nephew, Lord, bless him, Lord. He had an asthma attack. We don't know exactly how old he is or how he's doing, but Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you intervene. Lord, bless the saints on this call. Bless those who will join. Perhaps I'm not joined right now. Lord, we ask your blessing. Bless the families that are represented, Lord. Hallelujah. And you know, families can be a mess, you know what I mean? There can be some stuff going on in the family. But Lord, hallelujah, we ask that you bless every family that's represented. And Lord, bless every bread of heaven connected person on this call. And Lord, help us, Lord, to be knit together in love in such a way, Lord, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, we'll be able, hallelujah, to call on you and expect you to lift up a standard, a banner of victory against it. Lord, thank you. We praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. It's Pastor Perkins, blessed to be here tonight. God is good. He's great. He's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about the Calvary Way. A few introductory comments. Many of us know this, but sometimes it's good to be reminded of things. In John, the Gospel of John, chapter 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, all about the last night of Jesus on this earth. Yes, just one night. Those chapters are dedicated and attending to that. Hallelujah. And the 17th chapter is about his great high priestly prayer that he had. And so we find out in chapter 13 of John that it is the Passover. Well, chapter 12, we know that there's kind of an uproar a little bit, because Lazarus was raised from the dead. Also, in the 12th chapter of John, we find out that there is the triumphal entry, what we call Palm Sunday. 11th chapter is when Lazarus was raised. 13th chapter, we start off, they're gathered, upper room. They have the supper. And then after the supper, and just think about it, during the supper, Jesus said, "This is my body broken for you." This is the time of the Passover. But what nobody really knows but Jesus is that Jesus was the Passover lamb. Hallelujah. And there was some pain and heaviness associated, as reflected probably most clearly in the prayer he had at Gethsemane. Lord, if you will, let this cup pass from me, but nevertheless, not my will, thy will. And that's our approach when things get rough, you know, when there's a potential for heaviness and pain. We have to yield to the will of the Lord and trust that he knows best. He knows how to deal with it. And sometimes our lot, hallelujah, in terms of these days we walk on this earth, hallelujah, are not what we would have picked out, hallelujah. But it's the Calvary way. If Jesus, who knew no sin, who became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God, could go through what he did, what he went through, having not committed a sin, certainly us lesser creatures who have sinned, who have said crazy stuff, who have said things that were not said in faith, who have said maybe some rough things, some painful things, have done some painful things over the course of our life. Here he was in the 13th chapter of John saying, one of you are going to betray me. And their leader, the top lieutenant, Peter, the one who said he would never deny him, he told him point blank, you're going, before the rooster crows, you're going to deny me three times. And imagine that. He's saying one of the themes of the 13th chapter and some of these other scriptures we're going, is I'm going away. And you can't go with me now. And they had been with Jesus. They had had access to Jesus for 3 years of ministry. They traveled together. They had an itinerant. They didn't have, hallelujah, a particular place that they stayed in the whole 3 years. It was a traveling ministry. It was a marketplace ministry. Sometimes they found themselves in people's homes. Sometimes they found themselves in a field with crowded people. Sometimes they found themselves witnesses to miracles. Sometimes they found themselves witnesses to threats against Jesus, setups, trying to talk about the Sabbath day and make accusations against him. People come up with questions. Who then is my neighbor and all that? They went through all of that. And here, the unthinkable was on the horizon. He's going to leave them. He's going to go somewhere that they could not now follow him. And that was traumatic. But that's part of the Calvary way. Hallelujah. What we would maybe call the ups and downs. The times when, hallelujah, it gets real, right? And you find out really how much you love Jesus. And in the course of trying to enlighten them, in the course of trying to talk less in parable and more in straight talk to them, hallelujah, oh my Lord, he's talking about love. I'm going away, hallelujah, you're going to have to love each other. Imagine like mom and daddy leave the house, leave the oldest kid in charge. He said, don't y'all be fighting them. Don't be fighting at her. Be nice to each other. So he's in these chapters we see coming up, he's making a truth deposit, a loving truth deposit, knowing that faith works by love and that truth, it's the basis of faith. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And they're going to need their faith as never before when they see him mistreated, led away, crucified. Hallelujah. And there's nothing they can do but risk their lives. But they could not get them from the clutches of the chief priests and from the Roman soldiers. And there needs to be a togetherness like they never had before, because the last thing they wanted to be is like sheep scattered without a shepherd. This Calvary way that I'm talking about allows us to walk and follow Jesus, although we can't see him. And this is what they were getting ready to experience. They could see him during the 3 years they were with him. They could have conversations with him. They could observe him doing exploits, praise God. But he says, I'm getting ready to leave, and you can't follow me. Not now, anyway. Hallelujah. And it was traumatic for them. And they didn't understand it. Hallelujah. And he was dropping breadcrumbs along the way and then trying to explain at the end, this is my body given for you. This is my body broken for you. Hallelujah. But their understanding was limited. So this Calvary way, this way that gets hard, this way that we experience the victory and the joy of being with Jesus. Sometimes it just feels like he's out of our sight, that our prayers are hitting the ceiling. Praise the Lord. And that's when that Calvary way, that determination, hallelujah, that if Jesus went through what he went through, I can go through what I'm going through for his name's sake, for his glory, hallelujah. And because of his grace, because of his mercy, hallelujah, not only can I go through, I can praise him, I can worship him, I can have his joy, his love, and I can treat my brothers and sisters, hallelujah, just like Jesus would have me to do. And I can control this tongue, and I can be mindful of what I say, because of the Calvary way that Jesus paid for us. The first fruits of them that slept. And is described in the book of Hebrews as the forerunner. We know that John the Baptist was his forerunner, but he's the forerunner for us, right? That means he is like the advanced scout in the military. What does that scout do? He goes ahead, puts his life and limb in danger to make it safe for others to follow. And that's what this Calvary way is all about. And we have to stop along the way sometimes and wonder what we're passing on. What are we leaving behind? Who are we blessing? Who are we encouraging? Who are we honoring in terms of people? And is God getting the glory out of our lives and out of our conversation and out of whatever it is our hands find to do? Is he getting the glory? Are we letting the Lord, Jesus Christ, to clean up our hands, to clean up our lips, to clean up our minds, and to purify our walk? Are we able to stand in the holy place when it gets rough, when we can't, for whatever reason, altogether see Jesus? So, 13th chapter, we're talking about the Calvary way. And praise the Lord, saints. First Lady is on grandbaby duty tonight. Our oldest grandchild, who is a freshman at Boston College, is home, and she wanted to hang out with her Mimi. And I said, go ahead, hang out with your granddaughter, girl. And so that's where she is tonight. She may be able to join us, I don't know, but I think it's a wonderful thing for college freshmen to want to hang out with their grandmother. All right. John 13. Well, you know, I've kind of touched on it a little bit about the the supper, and then the foot washing. And I'm going to skip down. Forgive me. When you are teaching one of these classes, and Elder Brasher can tell you about it, the time just shoots by. And so I can't read all of this. So John 13:31. Now what had happened is he said, one of you gonna behave, you're gonna betray me, and he does the sop, and then Judas did the sop, and he left out, and he went out to arrange for the arrest of Jesus, to do kind of what he was put on earth to do. It is an infamous thing to be born into the world to do. So 31 is talking about when Judas had left. Therefore, John 13:31. Therefore, when he was gone out, talking about Judas, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. He knew that in less than 24 hours, he was going to give up the ghost on the cross, be naked on the cross, be beaten, spat on, pierced, hallelujah, in agony for our practices, our sins, the places we went we shouldn't have gone, the thoughts we thought we shouldn't have done, the lust, the pride, the ego, the competition, all the stuff that is in us, hallelujah, he knew in less than 24 hours he would be given up the ghost and that he would be put away in a tomb, a borrowed tomb. It had to be borrowed because he wasn't going to be there long. Verse 32, if God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself and shall straightway glorify him. Little children, see the tenderness in which he's talking to them? He makes a truth deposit, but as I said, it's a loving truth deposit because he knows that that love and that truth is going to have to carry them when they don't see him, when they are scared, when they don't know what the outcome is. They don't know whether they'll ever see him again. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me. And as I said unto the Jews, whither I go or where I go, you cannot come. So now I say to you. Can anybody remember when you were little and maybe your mom was going somewhere and maybe you had an older sibling or a dad or a cousin or somewhere, somebody who's going to watch you, and your mom said, you can't come. Oh, man, what a heartbreak. Mama cried and all of that. Well, these were grown men, and they were devastated. Where I go, you cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment. You see how the fact that he's going somewhere where they can is tied to the new commandment? A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Hallelujah. I've already shown you how to do it. I've been with you for 3 years in public ministry. Hallelujah. This should not come as some great mystery. You don't have to climb a mountain and chase after a mountain goat or anything like that. I've already shown it to you. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if ye have loved one to another. Your love will be an identifier. Your love will be the basis of fruit abounding to your account. Verse 36, John 13, the topic is the Calvary way. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, where are you going? I'm paraphrasing a little bit so to not use so many withers here. Where are you going? And Jesus answered him, where I go, you can't go. You can't follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. I want to follow you now. I want to follow you if it means my life. I want to follow you now, Jesus. He meant it, but he didn't mean it. Jesus answered him, wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock, the rooster shall not crow until thou hast denied me thrice. Three times. You're going to get a chance to deny me three times before the dawning of the next day, which incidentally is the day of my crucifixion. Verse 14. Chapter 14, I'm sorry, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Hallelujah. Before you ever met me, before I ever told you to follow me, you believed in God. Hallelujah. Now it's time for you to believe in me for real, not just for the miracle's sake, not just for the food, not just for the mind-blowing teaching. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, hallelujah, you can't follow me right now. In my Father's house are many mansions. Translated, many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Isn't that beautiful? That through his suffering, through his agony and pain, through his humiliation, through his enduring the contradiction of sinners, there's a place prepared for us. And not only a place prepared for us, the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, can get released in the earth in such a way that it has never been released since men were created and walked in the world. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. That faith is going to need to kick in. And receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Hallelujah. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? That's a good question. You know, Thomas acted like he had a law degree. Lord, we don't know where you're going, and how can we know the way to a place we don't know where you're going? And Jesus said, one of the most well-known scriptures in the Bible, Jesus said unto him, I am the way. We're trying to figure it out. Sometimes I'll show you these little answers, and sometimes I won't. I know the end from the beginning. I'm God wrapped in flesh, but I don't have to tell you. Just understand that I am the way. I am the answer. I am the solution to your pain, to what you can't come to grips with. I am the way you get past what you can't get past. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Okay, let's go. I'm going to stop right there. I'm trying to save something for the comments section, but let's part of this service. Let's go to John 1. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. Y'all know I quote this all the time. Now, this passage of scripture in John 1, the part that's so earth-shattering, that tells us that Jesus was in existence, that the Word was there before creation, it expressly says that, was written by a fisherman. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word, the Logos, was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. I'm not going to read this whole thing, but I'm going to read these first four verses. All things were made by him, what, the Logos, the Word, Jesus, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Let's go back over here where it says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, right? When the Lord God breathed into Adam, we don't have a record of him breathing, having to breathe into anybody else. It was the life that was good for the visions that came out. It was good even for Eve. In that rib was the breath that God had breathed into Adam. And God took that little rib and he fashioned it up beautiful. He took his time. He did all of his craftsmanship to make a woman out of that thing. And he didn't have to breathe into her because the life had already been, it's one life, praise God, that had been bred, and that life comes from God. And we have in our souls the eternal breath of God. And that soul's got to spend eternity somewhere. So I am the way. If they knew he was telling them, I'm God. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from henceforth, ye know him and have seen him. Now, nobody has seen the Father at any time. It says later in that first chapter. But Jesus has declared him. What's he talking about? You've seen me. Let's go over to 1 John. Hang with me, saints. 1 John. I'm getting warm. All right. It has a similar tone as the Gospel of John, 1 John. 1 John, chapter 1, verse 1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, talking about Jesus, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. Oh my God. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifest unto us, revealed to us, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you. We're not We're not giving you some hearsay evidence. We're not talking about something that we dreamed of. We experienced it. We touched him. We handled him. We saw him with our eyes. We looked upon him. Declare unto you that ye also may have fellowship with us. If you don't know Jesus, it's hard to have biblical fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. These things I write unto you that your joy may be full. I can read more, but we're going to stop right there. Verse 8, John 14. Our topic is the Calvary way. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. We'll be satisfied. So Philip is getting into the lawyer act with Thomas. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? And he that have seen me have seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? He's trying to tell them, he's trying to hit home what they kind of knew. Hallelujah. I'm God wrapped in flesh. I'm God manifested in flesh. I am, hallelujah, that one God, the one that the heavens of heavens cannot contain. I'm wrapped in flesh so that I can pay a price. Hallelujah. That no lamb, no ordinary human being can pay. That is the price, the wages of sin is death. Hallelujah. The justice required of a holy God, that there be a payment for sin. But praise God, the good news is we don't have to pay. Verse 10. Jesus is talking. Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? There's a scripture over in one of the epistles that said that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. Hallelujah. So you don't just get saved to go out and be a free agent. You've been reconciled to himself. That I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. And then in Colossians, it says, in him, talking about Jesus Christ, dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Verse 11, John 14, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. If you don't believe what I'm saying, look at the works. Look at the miracles. Look at the blind, the dead being raised, me walking on the water, me commanding the winds and the waves just by the sound, not by prayer, but my own authority over creation. Verily, verily, I say unto you that he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Hallelujah. I'm going to leave behind an army of ambassadors to continue the word. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. Ask it in my name, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Hallelujah. So let me go one more thing before we open it up. I got a lot on my heart today, but we're talking about the Calvary way. I'm going to go to Matthew, the fourth chapter. And sometimes there's just power in the word. You're familiar with the scripture. Now, keep in mind, I know that when I go over something that I've gone over before, or I go over a scripture that's very familiar, There's going to be a certain percentage of you just tune me out. You're going to say, I heard that before. But don't. Please don't. Matthew 4, verse 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness or the desert to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So we're to live at the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple and saith unto him, if thou be, so he's whisked from the desert all the way to Jerusalem to the pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. It says, he messed up right at the beginning, if thou be the Son of God. In other words, prove it to me. And isn't that the spirit that's in the world? Prove it to me. How many conversations have we had with people, or we have heard people where they want the Christians to prove it by some kind of tangible thing, as if this is not a kingdom based on faith? Hallelujah. And we walk by faith, not by sight. So the devil wanted Jesus to do something spectacular at his bid. Hallelujah. And that's not how it works. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Do you see the claim of deity there? Satan is tempting Jesus, and Jesus said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. He's going to give Jesus something he already has. He's going to give Jesus something that Jesus has already allowed. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence. Get out of here. Say, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. He was God wrapped in flesh. Hallelujah. And the human part of him needed some ministry. Don't you need some ministry? Don't be hard-hearted. Don't think the word is for everybody else. Don't think, well, I heard that before, so, you know. No, you need it. I've had one of my favorite meals is spaghetti and meat sauce, right? I've had it before. Does that mean I don't ever want it again? No. If you put some spaghetti and meat sauce before me, I'm going to put a hurt on it, right? All right, we're going to take a break. Topic is the Calvary Way. We have focused on the end of chapter 13 and the beginning of chapter 14 of the Gospel of John. Questions, comments, brief testimony. Let me, while you're getting together your questions or testimony, let me read you something that Sister Kay Hicks, who is a member of Bread of Heaven, she's a traveling nurse. But you remember last Wednesday, I went to pray for a sister who was very ill. And she sent me this text today. I'm going to read it. I don't think she'll mind. It's nothing confidential in here. Sent it to me this morning about 7:30. Update on my sister. Our Lord is merciful and blessed her. Remember, I was pressing to get there because the report was she may not make it. She is stronger and will be going to rehab for strengthening, then to my home, then to her home with her husband. She's going to Sister Hicks' home because Sister Hicks is a nurse. They talked about possibly resuming the cancer therapy. That's good news. That means that there may be a turnaround. Hallelujah. She's better. Now, what all that means is up to the Lord. I want to say thank you, Pastor Perkins. And and saints, know this. When I go visit someone in the hospital, I don't go by myself. I am bored and carried by the prayers of Brother Hem Church, right? I represent Jesus by God's grace, but I also represent Brother Hem Church. So she knew that I came as an emissary, an ambassador of the Lord, and also of Brother Hem Church. So you are in this with me, and that's why I'm reading it to you. I want to say thank you, Pastor Perkins, from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for bringing the Lord into our lives and sustaining us. And if you have not already done so, please send me the fasting protocol. Thank you. She's talking about the consecration period we're getting ready to go in. I love you and your family. Tell everybody hi for me. Praise the Lord. That's a praise report that all the bread of heaven is a part of. Because my brothers and sisters, thank you for praying. I hated to be away. You know, I was on the Bible study call because Elder Brasher was gracious enough to teach on short notice. I listened to it. I was on the call. But I was traveling to Murfreesboro, sitting in a parking lot through part of it. And it was a blessing. Had a little trouble finding exactly where to be last Wednesday. God directed me. God blessed me. And I had one of the most amazing hospital visits I've ever had. I've been going to hospital visits since we lived in Columbus 40-something years ago, walking behind more seasoned ministers, trying to learn, trying to be of some help, trying to be an assistant. So over 40 something years of going to hospital visits, and the Lord blessed this one. And Sister Kay's sister, Sister Barbara, was so sweet. She was hard of hearing. I had to really project. But the Lord was in that room. The anointing was thick. Praise God. I'm so glad I went. Hallelujah. I forgot about how tired I was. I forgot about missing out on, teaching Bible class, all of that. God really, really blessed it. Okay. All right. The floor is open. All right. I already got an offer for somebody to cook me some spaghetti pizza. Oh, hallelujah. God is good. thank you, sister. All right. Questions, comments, brief testimonies. The Calvary Way. This was a heavy-hearted time for the apostles. It got shown in terms of Jesus when he was at Gethsemane praying. He was in travail. And because nobody likes to be tortured and mistreated. Nobody likes to be shamefully stripped of their clothes and treated like a common criminal on the side of a public road. But the Calvary way is that when we look to what Jesus went through, we can go a few steps further. I believe I can run on no matter what's going on. Questions, comments, brief testimonies?
I just want to say praise the Lord, church family. I have a quick
testimony. Praise the Lord, sister, she called.
I'm going to cook you that spaghetti since that's your favorite dish. That's mine as well.
Thank you. But I want to give a
quick update. My Uncle Courtney is slowly starting to speak. And so I just ask you guys to continue to pray for him. And this young man, Zachary, is doing well as well. He kind of had like a little cold or whatnot. But I know God got him. So thank you guys for your prayers. And I love you all.
Thank you. God bless you. So that's Brother Courtney Ransom, her uncle.
Yes,
sir. And little 4-year-old Zachary. And little about with some. We're going to keep both of them on the prayer list and on the altar. Thank you. Anybody else? John 16. Verse 7. Still on the last night that he spent on earth talking to his disciples. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. You're much better off for me to go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. The Holy Ghost will not come. But if I depart, I will send him. I will send the Holy Ghost unto you. John 16. Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, trouble, persecution, hard times, disappointments, heartbreaks, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. All right. We're getting ready to close out unless there are, the topic was the Calvary way. We emphasized the end of chapter 13 and the beginning of chapter 14. Of the Gospel of John. Questions, comments, brief testimonies?
I thought you did a good job.
Thank you, Elder. I see you, Sister Renata. God bless you. All right. Anybody else? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for tonight's Bible study. We thank you for the grace that we stand in. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the good reports we're getting. And Lord, we ask special blessing on Sister Samantha. I have not heard anything today, no update today, but we trust, Lord, that things are improving with this baby. Lord, we ask your blessing as we come before you in your glorious name. We thank you for this day's journey, and Lord, we thank you for tonight's call. Lord, we ask your blessing on Brother Courtney Ransom as he's beginning the process of recovery. Lord, bless him. Lord, fast track it, deliver him, and let him regain any function in his body that he may have lost because of the stroke. Lord, we ask your blessing on Brother Zachary. Continue the healing process over what kind of cold or whatever he has. You know, Lord, there's a lot going around. So bless him, Lord. Bless the saints one by one. Bless the Brasher's new baby, new grandson. Lord, let him be strong and healthy. Let him develop. Lord, let him be a blessing to his parents and his grandparents. Lord, let him be a proper child, like Moses was. Lord, thank you, Lord, for him. Bless Sister Cartwright. Lord, she's a soldier. She presses her way out. She won't altogether tell us when she's not feeling well, but Lord, you know. And Lord, we ask that you bless and that you complete the healing process with her. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to come before you. And Lord, we ask, Lord, hallelujah, that you bless Brother Sam, Lord Malone, who's in Virginia, being processed to come back home. He's got a problem with his shoulder. Lord, he may have to have surgery before they bring him home. I don't understand this, Lord. He could be in the combat zone with whatever's going on with his shoulder, but he can't come home. Well, that's the military. I don't understand it. But Lord, it's not for me to understand. But Lord, we ask that you bless him. You know how badly he wants to be home with his family now while his baby's in the hospital. And Lord, bless Minister Malone. It's got to be tiresome for her. Back in the hospital again. Lord, we ask that you bless. Oh, Lord, renew her strength. Lord, let the joy bells ring in her soul, Lord. Bless her, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Bless Sister Brasher's mother, Mother Subtle, I'm sorry, and others, Lord, among us who may not be well. Bless those who are traveling. Have your way. And thank you for this opportunity. Bless Sister Nicole Armstrong, Lord. Touch her, strengthen and bless her, Lord. She's a wonderful, precious soul. And me and Brother Chip had the pleasure of being around her on Saturday as she was moving from one place to another. We did a little bit, but Lord, you did the big part. And Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Good night, everybody. Amen.
Good night. Good Bible study. Enjoy the word, Pastor Parkus. All right.
Thank you. Love y'all. God
have a blessed night. Love you with the love of Christ. Have a blessed night in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless y'all.
God bless you too.
Living Bread. Thank you for listening to Living Bread. Living Bread. Please spread the word about today's broadcast. Living Bread. The call-in number is 615-270-1514. Bread of Heaven Church is an outpost for the glory of God. Sunday morning worship is at 9:30 a.m. and Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock. We invite you to come worship with us, 2430 Jefferson Street, Nashville, Tennessee. You will be blessed.